Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavan Kumar, Chapter 13, Scene 6, Lord Brahma, the Golden Stick. When Lord Brahma was relieved from his perplexity, he appeared to be awakened from an almost dead state, and he began to open his eyes with great difficulty. Thus, Lord Brahma could see the eternal cosmic manifestation with common eyes. Brahma saw all around him the super excellent view of Vrindavan, full with trees, which is the source of life for all living entities. Lord Brahma could appreciate the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where all the living entities are transcendental to ordinary nature. In the forest of Vrindavan, even the ferocious animals like tigers and others live peacefully along with the deer and human beings. Brahma could understand that because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan, that place is transcendental to all other places, and that there is no lust or greed there. Lord Brahma thus found Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the part of a small cowherder boy. Brahma saw that the little child with a lump of food in his left hand, searching out his friend's cows and calves, just as Krishna was actually doing 1 year before after their disappearance. Immediately, Lord Brahma descended from his great swan carrier and fell down before the Lord just like a golden stick. The word used among Vaishnavas for offering this kind of respect is known as Dandavat. This word means falling down like a stick. One should offer respect to the superior Vaishnava by falling down straight with one's body just like a stick. So Lord Brahma fell down before the Lord just like a stick to offer respect. And because the complexion of Brahma is golden, Brahma appeared to be like a golden stick lying down before Lord Krishna. All the four helmets on the heads of Lord Brahma touched the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma, being very joyful, began to shed tears, and he washed the lotus feet of Krishna with his tears. Repeatedly, he fell and rose as he recalled the wonderful activities of the Lord. After repeating obeisances for a long time, Lord Brahma stood up and smeared his hands over his eyes. Seeing the Lord before him, Lord Brahma trembled as he began to offer prayers with great respect, humility, and attention.